Today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Beis, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, the new Perek, Perek Benois Kutim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the first few dafin of the new Perek discuss the halachos of Nida and Ziva as they pertain to the Kutim. So I believe it's necessary to have a little bit of an introduction about who the Kutim were. This is obviously something that comes up very often in Shas, and as such, we've gone through this many times, stating that, I believe it's kedai to go through it again, the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. So who were the Kutim? After Shalmaneser, the king of Ashur, Assyria, took the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, and sent them into exile, he realized that he had a little bit of a problem in Eretz Yisrael. The 10 Shvatim had populated the majority of the land, and by them now being exiled out of the land, there was a tremendous void in Eretz Yisrael. So he decided that he wanted to populate the land, albeit with people from other lands. So the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Perek Yudzayim Pasuk Havdalet, Vayoveh Melech Ashur. Melech Ashur brought people from other lands. Mi Bavel, from the land of Bavel, Umikuta, from the land of Kuta, Umei Ava, Umei Chamos, Umei Sif Farvayim, Vayoshe Ba'ori Hashoimrim, he put them in the Ori Hashoimrim, Tachas B'nei Yisrael, in lieu of where the Yidden were living, Vayirshu Hashoimrim, Vayeshvu Ba'orei. So the Melech Ashur comes, and he takes people from different countries, and he brings them into Shoimrim, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, the part of Eretz Yisrael that had been previously populated by the Aseres HaShvatim. The Pasuk continues. It says, Vahi B'tchiv HaShiftam Sham. It was at this early stage where this group of people were living there, Lo Yoru as Hashem. These people, they didn't fear Hashem. They weren't Yidden, and they had no reason to observe Torah mitzvahs. So Hashem sent lions, literally, and the lions were killing people. And they went to the Melech Ashur and they told him, what kind of land did you send us to? I mean, clearly this is a very dangerous place. Lions are coming. Extraordinary things are taking place. There's something wrong. The Melech Ashur wasn't sure what to do. So he went and he reached out to one of the Kohanim, one of the priests of the Aseres HaShvatim. He sends them to Eretz Canaan. He goes and he lives amongst the people that were now settling there, and he taught them Torah u'mitzvahs. They were megayer, and when they were megayer, the lions stopped hurting them. This group of people are the group of people that we know in Torah Shabbat Peh as the Kutim. The reason they were called Kutim is because Kuta was one of the lands from which these people were. Now, these people weren't exclusively from Kuta. Vayoveh Melech Ashur, the Pasuk says, Mi Bavel, Umi Kuta, Umei Avo, Umei Chamas, etc. But being that some were from Kutim, Me'ezatam, they all were called Al-Shem, the fact that some of these people were from Kuta. So these people were Megayer. But there was a tremendous controversy amongst the Tanoim, whether this Geirus, this conversion was a sincere Geirus, or it wasn't a sincere Geirus. What preempted the Geirus? It was the fact that there were lions, there were arroyos that were coming after them. And it's for that reason there was some Tanam that were of the opinion that they weren't Geiri Emes, they were Geiri arroyos. They were Geirim that just took upon themselves conversion because they understood that by doing this it would stop the madness that was taking place. But they never really thought about becoming Yidden. It wasn't something that came from a deep philosophical, theological place. It was practical for them. It was never a real Geirus. And as a result, you can't treat them as Yidden. There were others that felt not that way. No, the Kutim were Geirei Emes. Either way, a machlokes is throughout Shas. Were the Kutim Geirei Arayas or were the Kutim Geirei Emes? And it's for that reason, every time you learn a Gemara, so you have to ask yourself, is this Gemara that mentioned something about the Kutim going according to the Manda Amar who holds that they were Geirei Emes, or is it going according to the Manda Amar that holds that they were Geirei Arayas with an Aleph? If they're Geirei Emes, then they're Yidden. If they're Geirei Arayas, then not Yidden. Now, regardless of whether they were Geirei Emes or they were Geirei Arayas, one thing is clear. They never really kept the Torah mitzvahs on the same level as the Yidden did. Number one, they were lax in certain areas of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara says in different places that they weren't careful when it came to Lifnei Iver Loisikta Michshol. There's certain things that the Gemara mentions in different places in Shas that the Kutim were clearly not careful in. And as a result, even if you're of the opinion that the Kutim were Geirei Emes, so technically they're Yidden, but at the same time, as it relates to halacha, they had to be treated carefully because of the fact which was that there were certain mitzvahs that they did not keep properly. Now, the Kutim come up many times in Tanakh, many times in Torah Shebaal Peh, but there's a very, very important postscript to the story of the Kutim, something that's mentioned in the Gemara, in Masechtes Chulin, Davav Amid Aleph. It really starts on Daf Hei Amid Beis, and it culminates on Davav Amid Aleph. The context over there is the first sugi Masechtes Chulin. Masechtes Chulin begins, Hakol Shoichin, everyone's kosher to Shech. Then the Mishnah says, Chutz, Mecheres Shoit V'Katan, with the exception of a Cheres Shoit V'Katan. And the Yehudi is also not allowed a Shech. And the context over there is, was a Kuti allowed to Shecht, or was he not allowed to Shecht? Are you allowed to buy a piece of meat, Shchita Schulin, that came from a Kuti? If the Shechit was a Kuti, is the Shchita a Kosher Shchita, or is it not a Kosher Shchita? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yaakov Aridi, Amar Rav Yishua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar. Rabbi Gamliel Beistino, Nimnu al Shchita Skuti. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, they paskin that Shchita Skuti is a problem, Va'asarua. And they said that it's going to be us. Amar Rav Zeir, Rav Yaakov Aridi. So Rav Zeir told Rav Yaakov Aridi, he was the one who reported it. He said, Shema Loi Shama Rebbe, Ela B'She'en Yisrael Levin Al Gabav. When you heard that Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin said that Shchita Skuti is not a good Shchut, did he mean only in the event that there's no Yisrael Levin Al Gabav? But if a Yid is watching him, then maybe it's going to be okay. Meaning, we don't trust that he did it properly. But it's not like he's a guy whose shchita, even if he is Yisrael Zayim Al Gabav, wouldn't be a kosher. Shchita, Amalei, he told him, Dummy, Haimi Rabbanan, Kedloi Gemir, Inshi Shmaita. You sound like you don't know how to learn. B'shein Yisrael Zayim Al Gabav, Lameim Yerbay, that's Pasha. No one ever trusted the Kutim. They were not Faleslecha people. So even in the best of days, we understood that you wouldn't trust the shchita if, unless there was Yisrael Zayim Al Gabav. Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin made a different takana. The takana that they made was that even if he is Yisrael Zayim Al Gabav, we treat them like an Ein Yehudi, a non-Jew whose shchita is never a kosher shchita. And the Gemara continues. I'm skipping. Why did the Rabbanu make this gzeira? Says the Gemara. It's a very important Gemara. The Gemara says Rab Meir sent Rab Shimon ben Elazar to go buy wine from the Kutin. As Rab Shimon ben Elazar is going to where the Kutim live to buy wine, Ashkeche Ahu Saba. He met Ahu Saba. This is what Tosfos says. Yesh Mefarshim. Techamakim Shu Masker Ahu Saba Hu Eliyo. So this was Eliyo and Navi Zacher Latoy. He meets Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Amalei, he told him, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Vesamto Sakim Biloyecha in Bal Nefesh Ata. If you're a Bal Nefesh, control yourself. Meaning, don't buy wine from the Kutin. Says Mahalik Rashim ben Elazar, Vesibi Dvaram Lefnei Ameir. So he went back to a man and he told him what happened. He said, I met Eliyo and Navi. I met Ahu Saba, and he told me, don't buy wine for the Kutin. The Gazar Aleihem. Ramey said, really? He made a gzera. He said, from now on, you're not allowed to buy wine anymore from a Kuti. A Kuti's wine is treated like Stam Yenam of an Eni Yehudi. It's not kosher. That's more my time. What was the reason? Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak. The reason was, meeting Eliyo and Navi told him why. He said, because Dmus Dioina Matsulem Beroish Hargrizen. The Kutin lived on Hargrizen. And he said that on Har Grizin there was a demus of a yoina. A yoina, as in a getchka, an Avodah Zarah, Shayu Oivden Oisa. They used to worship it. And this was Ramei L'Shitasa. The Chayesh L'Miyuta, who's Chayesh L'Miyuta. And being that there was a miyut of Kutim that were Oivden Avodah Zarah, if you're Chayesh L'Miyuta, every Kuti, even though he's a called the parish, Meruba parish, but it doesn't matter, because this is Rameyer Shita, Meruba the lesser Kamon, Yechaya Shlomiyuta, and Rameyer felt that if that's the case, you can never buy from the Kutin. V'gaza Ruba Otomiyuta, says the Gemara. And that, by the way, is the reason Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin paskin on the Shchit of a Kuti. Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin ain't Rameyer's Filo. They hold a Rameyer. I mean that they hold a Rameyer, it's for the same exact reason. Meaning, Rameyer made a takana on the wine of the Kutim. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin made a takana on the Shchit of the Kutim. It was both for the same reason. It's because it was Nizgala that there were a miut of Kutim that were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Which Avodah Zarah? The Yoina, specifically on Har Grizin. And even though it was only a miut, Rameir Shita is that he's Chayesh L'miyuta, and now all the Kutim are becheskas that they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah, so you can't buy the wine of an Oivdei Avodah Zarah, you can't trust the Shchit of an Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and it's for that reason it was a problem. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef Shadri Rabavo Lasu Yecham Rabbi Kutoy. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef was once sent by Rabavo to buy wine again from the Kutim. Ashkechei Ahu Sabo. Again, he met Eliyahu HaNavi. He told him, Les Kan Shem Rei Torah. He says, don't buy wine from here. There's no Shem Rei Torah. Holach Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak went Vesipet Varon Lefnei Rabavo. He told Rabavo what happened. Volach Rabavo Vesipet Varon Lefnei Rab Amir Ravasi. Rabavo told Rab Amir Ravasi. Veloy Zazu Misham Ad Shasom. They made them into Oivdei Kechavim. What does it mean that this Bezdin now, the Bezdin of Rab Ami and Rav Asi, in participation with Rab Avo and Rab Yitzchak, they decided now that the Kutim are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Didn't this happen already? Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin paskin on the Shchit of the Kutim. Rab Meir's Bezdin paskin on the wine of the Kutim. So what was this Chiddush of the Bezdin of the Amiroim, Rav Avo, Rav Ami, and Rav Asi. So the Gemara says, Inu gaz of like kabli meinayu. They taka made the gzera, but Klai Yisrael was never makabel the gzera. Also Rav Ami, Rav Asi, the gazru, the kabli meinayu. But when they made the gzera, everybody was makabel. Tremendous. Says the Gemara, my oivde kechavim gemurim. The gzera was that they're oivde kechavim gemurim. What's the emphasis of oivde kechavim gemurim? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, levatel rishus v'litin rishus. Then not only did they have a din of oivde kechavim as related to those areas of their wine and of their shechita, but even in Hilchas Erevin, where there's an afkamina, if you want to make a ruvi chatzeros, you need everybody to be mishtatif. There's a concept of being mevatel yerushos. Oivde kechavim has a special sip cotton in those halachas. Even with regards to dine Erevin, dine derabanan, even with regards to that, they had halachas of goyim gemurim. In other words, this is a critical gemara. We have a machloikis throughout Shas with a kutim geri emes or with a kutim geri arayas. There were many tanon that held kutim geri emes, and by the way, that's the halach. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, as it relates to Halacha Lamaisa, that the Geirus of the Kutim was Geri Emes. It was a real Geirus. And as throughout the Doiris, the Kutim were considered to be Yidden. You had to be very vigilant when you handled with a Kuti, but at the same time, he had a din of a Yid. But that was all before Chulin Davav. Then Chulin Davav happened, where Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin and Rabbi Meir's Bezdin, and then later the Bezdin of Rav Ami Rav Asi. They noticed weakness on a different level as it relates to the Kutim. Dmust Yoina, they found on Har Grizin, and they went ahead and they said, you can't trust their wine anymore, you can't trust their shchit anymore. And even as it relates, this is the biggest chiddush, even as it relates to Hilchas Erevin, they have a din of a goy, not the din of a yid, as it relates to Bittul Rishos. And that's the emphasis that the gzeru was, we're going to treat them not just as oivde kechavim, but as goyim gemurim. Stating that, the Mechaber in Evin Ezer, Simen Mem Dalid, Sif Koton Yud says, Kuti Shekidesh, Tzrichami Menuget. If a Kuti is Mekadesh and Isha, Hare At Mekudesh Shesli Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael, Tzrichami Menuget. If this woman wants to marry somebody else, she would need to get. She has a din of an Isha. So she says the Vilna Goyen, even though the Gemara says in Chulin, Davavim and Aleph, that the Bezra of Gamliel and the Bezra of Meir, the Bezra of Amir Avasi were all guys are on a Kuti, these were just Gzeres that they made. Because, like the Gemara says, Mus Yoina was found on Har Grizim, Wechayesh Lemiyuta, and we realize that we can't trust them, meaning they're not just not trustworthy, they're oivdei avodah zarah. This is already on a whole nother level. So good, now they're yayin, istam yayinam, but in terms of whether or not they're yidden or they're not yidden, says the goyin, of course they're yidden. And even though they clearly stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs, but says the Vilna goyin, it's loy gara if someone converts to Judaism and then he goes off the derech, so it's very sad, but at the end of the day, it doesn't unwind his geirus, it doesn't unwind his conversion. He's a yid now that Nebuch was chazal asuroi, says the guy, and that's exactly who the kutim are. But being that they're yidden, at the end of the day, every yid, it doesn't matter who you are, you could be a Yisrael woman, no one's going to say that you're a yid who's mekadesh and isha and ain't sricha yimene get. So says the guy, and that's the pshat and the mechaber right here, stating that. There's a shita from Rabbi Vadya Bar Tanura in our Mishnah right here in the beginning of Perek Benoyes Kutin. And then says, the Rambam says the same thing in his Pirish on Mishnayis in the seventh Perek in Masechtas Nida. So they're both Pirish on Mishnayis in Masechtas Nida. And that is, the Rav Bar Tanura says, that we know, we're about to learn the Mishnah right now, but we know that an Einoi Yehudi, a non-Jew, doesn't have Tumas Nida, right? A Yid has Tumas Nida, a non-Jew doesn't have Tumas Nida. So even if she's a Nida, but there's no Chayvei Krisus for being Boil and any Yehudis who didn't go to the Mikvah, because there is no Hilchas Nida as relates to a non-Jew. The laws of Nida were given to Yidden, they weren't given to non-Jews. We're going to learn a whole parak now that's going to discuss the laws of Nida as it relates to Kuti. Says the Rav Bar Tanura that this is all before Chulin Davav. For Chulin Davav, Kutim, according to one man, the Amar, were Geri Emes. The Mishnah is going that they were Geri Emes, and as a result, they're subject to the laws of Nida, they're subject to the laws of Zida. But Lefiyo Emes, after Chulin Davav, where the Gemara came out, that the Oivdei Kichavim Gemurim, they don't have Tumas Nida anymore. If they don't have Tumas Nida, it's not a Geri, they're non-Jews. So this whole Mishnah, these next two Dafin that we're about to learn, says the Rav is not Negei Lamaisa. The reason it's not Negei Lamaisa is because today they have a din of a guy. Why? Because of Chulin Davav. I, this Mishnah, this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah was before Gamliel's Bezin. It was before a mayor's Bezin. It was before the Bezin Rav Ami Rav Asi. That goal came after the Mishnayos. But as relates to the Mishnah, this is an early Mishnah that's before the Sugya of Chulin Davov. The Rambam says the same thing in Perek Zayin with regards to Tumas Aholos. We know that a Yid is Metame Tumas Meis Ba'oil, but Akum Anatome, not Metame Tumas Meis. What about a Kuti? The Rambam says Kutim not. And even though there's Mashmoy stay yet, oh, that's all before Chulin Davov. But after Chulin Davov not, meaning it comes out from the Rav Bar Tanura and the Rambam in his Perek Shemeshnai is L'chura, at first glance, not like this Halacha Shulchan Aruch, because the Mechaber says never has a Simen Mem Dalid, that Kuti Shekidesh Tzricha Mimenu Get. Pashat the Pshat is like the Goyin says, because of course the Geirus was a Geirus. We pass in Geri Emesen. Ay, Chulin Davov, that just means that they were Chazal L'Suran. But how's that going to go ahead? How's that going to affect the Lekula? It can't affect Lekula. Here you have a Rav Bar Tanura with regards to Tumas Nida, and you have a Rambam and Pirush HaMashayis with regards to Tumas Meis, that even Lekula we treat them as any Yehudim. So, Lekura, to phrase this differently, what's pshat in the Rav Bar Tanura and what's pshat in the Rambam? Emes says, you know who's Matmiya? Who asks this kasha? How do you understand this Rav? How do you understand the Rambam? The Tais Yontav asks it. The Tais Yontav asks it, it's in parentheses or in brackets, in Mesechtes Nida. The Mishnah is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalin, and his lashon is like this. After he quotes the Rambam, the Kashali, Lama lo yitame ba'oil, the hoil the Geri Emes saying, Yisrael Gomorhu, Elashechata. So what's Pashup Shah? Meaning, the Goyim. They're Chazal Asuroi. So how do you understand Pashup Shah in this realm? So we've spoken out many times in the past, a tremendous Kiddush from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is not in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, it's not in Drosha's Chassam Sofer, it's not in Teres Moshe, it's not in Chassam Sofer Ala Torah. It's actually in the Chassam Sofer's Agoyas and Shulchan Aruch. So it's an Erech Chaim, it's Simen Lametes. The context over there, of course, is the Kutin, and the Goyin brings the Taisis Yontif's Kasha, and he says an unbelievable Chiddush to answer this Kasha. Says the Chassam Sofer, we know that Allah is Hefker Bez than Hefker. Meaning, if Bezin wants to be mafkir somebody in the Chassam, they have a right to do that. What's the Makar to Hefker Bez than Hefker? So the Makar is, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Ezra, in the beginning of Ayesheni, coming up to Eretz Yisrael, he saw the state of the union was terrible. He decided that we need to make a new bris, a new covenant, ke'ilu, the bris of Ezra. He says all the Yidden have to come to the town square in 3 days. Whoever doesn't come, yechrom kol rechushai, v'hu yibadal mikol agoyim. Yechrom kol rechushai, what do you mean? Ezra's just going to take away their property? Has Ezra have a right to do that? Oh, v'aistois hefke bezin hefke. You see, from here, Bezin has a right to do that. It says the Chassam Sofer. What does the end of the pasuk say? It says, v'hu yibadal mikol agoyim. That they are going to be separated from that. What does that mean? If Yechrom Kol Rechusha is literal, and we learn from here a halacha gedoyla that permeates literally kol atayra kula, and that is hefker. You can't learn without hefker bezin hefker. It's so important. So l'chayav who you bother me kol akayla is also a halacha. What does it mean? You're not going to be part of Klal Yisrael anymore. Says the Chassam Sofer. You see from here that Bezdin has a koyach to determine that you're not a yid anymore. They have an ability to make somebody not be a yid. He says afal pisha in raya ladav azeich ladav. The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah and other places as well. Rav Yatar Goyim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Bnei Noach weren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach anymore. And he told them, you're done. That even if you do it, you're not going to get tzchalak of a mitzvah voice anymore. You're going to get tzchalak in a mitzvah voice. So there's a concept of Rav Yatar Goyim. And that's a koyach that every single Bezdin has, based on the halacha of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So says the Chassam Sofer, you want to know what Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin did? And then later Rabbi Meir and his Bezdin. And then finally it culminated with the Bezdin of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, where they decided that the Kutim should be Oivdei Chacham Gemurim L'chol Davar. It wasn't just like the Goyin said, that we're going to just paskin as it relates to, practically speaking, buyer beware, because they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah, so now you have to just be very, very careful. And with regards to Dinei Derabanan, Eruvin, and things like that, but only L'chumra. No, it was even L'kula. It was even L'kula, there's no Tumas Nid anymore. It was even L'kula, there's no Tumas Meis anymore. It was even L'kula, perhaps, that a Kuti that's Mekadosh and Isha, not Tzricha Menaget, but ain't a Tzricha Menaget. Because even L'kula, we're going to treat them as Oivdei Kechavim. Either way, this is the basic backdrop as it relates to Kutin. Just one interesting thing, it's mavur that the Kutim lived throughout Shas, they lived on Har Grizim. There's actually a group of people today, Hayoim, as in 2019, of people that live on Har Grizim, and they are Kutin, the Shomronim, the Samaritans, the Kuthians. They live there till today. They still have a Messiah that they claim is the Messiah of the Kutin. They consider themselves to be Jews and etc., etc. I actually had the opportunity to visit the Kutim on Har Grizim. It's fascinating. You can go there. They bring a carbon Pesach every Erev Pesach. So if you have a tour guide that's willing to live dangerously, you can actually go. It's right next to Shechem. There's actually a Jewish Moshav, a Dati'i Moshav on Har Grizim. It's called Har Bracha, because Har Grizim was, of course, the Har Broch, Har Evel, was the Har of Klala. Some good wine comes from there. But either way, as a little bit of a hakdot, Veikah v'koy me lahar. On that note, Zokt, the Mishnah, the new Perek, Har with the Gemara somewhere. You didn't think I needed it. Zokt the Mishnah, Bnei Kutim, the daughters of the Kutim, Nidas Me'aru Sason. They I can't get your line out of my head. Nidas Me'aru Sason. They have a din of a nida as soon as they're born, literally from their cradle. So from the moment a little Kuti girl is born, they have a din of a nida. We'll see what that means. The Hakutim, as it relates to the Kutim themselves, Mitamim Mishkov Tachton Ke'elyoin. They're always mitama mishkav tachtav ke'elyon. We'll see what that means in tomorrow's daf. And the reason is b'nei shehim bayalei nidois, because they have a din of bayalei nidois. So the b'nois kutim have a din of nidois. The men kutim have a din of bayalei nidois. And just like a bayal nida is mitama mishkav tachtav ke'elyon. Again, we'll see in tomorrow's daf what that means. So to every kuti, Bistam is becheskas that he's metama mishkav tachtim ke'olim because he has a din of boyle nidas. Why is it that a kuti has a din of a boyle nida? It's because the kutim are becheskas that they're nidas. Why are they becheskas that they're nidas? It's not for the same reason that benois kutim are nidas ma'arisasim. It's a different reason. The Mishnah explains it. It's because vehin yoich ve'sakon nam v'dam. It's not because they were mekel in hilchas nida. They were actually more machmer in hilchas nida. We saw that there were only four colors or five colors of nam that's considered nam nida, midai raisa. Anything else, for example, Dam Yoroik, loosely translated as yellow blood, exactly what that is, I'm not sure, but Dam Yoroik is not considered Dam Nido. The Kutim were more from. So they held that even Dam Yoroik was Dam. So why would it be a Chumra de Asulu de Kul? It's very simple. Because what happens if a woman sees Dam Yoroik on Sunday? So she's going to start counting Dam Nido. Then on Wednesday, she sees Red Dam. In her Cheshbin, she's already 4 days in. Because midday rice, you don't need Shivan Akim for a Nida. It's 7 days from the first Re'iyah, you go to the mikvah, as long as she's clean, and then she's fine. But as it relates to us, Sunday she wasn't a Nida, because Sunday she saw Dam Yorek. It's only on Wednesday that she became a Nida. So their Chumrah of incorporating more bloods in the halachas of Nida is actually a chumrah, the asili de kula. It's for that reason every kuti is misafik, maybe a bayal Nida, because maybe his wife is a machmer when it comes to the laws of Nida. And therefore, like every bayal Nida that's metama mishkav tachten ke'elyoin, the kutim were also metama mishkav tachten ke'elyoin, says the Mishnah. Even though the metama mishkav tachten ke'elyoin, but it's only misafik. Like we just said, they're not for sure boyle nidas. The kutim actually kept the laws of nida. It's only misafik that the boyle nidas. It's for that reason, ein chayav and aleim al bias mikdash. So if you would take something that a kuti touched, he was metame mishkav tachtim ke'elyon, then you would walk it into the Beis HaMikdash. A beggar that he wore, and you would now wear it walking into the Beis HaMikdash. You wouldn't be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of a yoke. It's only a suffix if you were over Tumas Mikdash v'kadosh. On the side, he's a boil nida, yeah, but on the side, he's not a boil nida, not. Additionally, they ain't suffering from Lenas HaTrumah. You're not going to burn Truma either, because again, you can't eat the Truma if he touches it, because maybe he was metame. But then again, maybe he wasn't metame. The reason is, says the Mishnah b'pnei she'tumas in suffix. Just to pause for a second, it's on this Mishnah that the Rav Bar Tanura made his comment that the Tosfos Yontov was matmi on. On this Mishnah, says the Rav Bar Tanura, you have a Mishnah that says that Benois Kutin or Kutiyos were subject to the laws of Nida. Why are they subject to the laws of Nida? L'chayr, doesn't the Gemara say in Masechtos Chulin that they had a din of Oif Dekechav and Gemurim? Says the Rav Enochinami. But this Mishnah is before the Bezdin of Ravami and Ravasi. At that point, there was a Mandama that held that the Kutim were Geir Yemes. The Mishnah is going according to the Mandama that holds that the Kutim were Geir Yemes. And it's for that reason. It's for that reason that the Mishnah says that you have to worry about Hilchas Nida. But if you would hold that the Kutim are Geri Arayos, you have nothing to worry about. The Ein Yehudim, and Ein Yehudi doesn't have the laws of Nida. Or even Lefiyah Emes, that they are Geri Emes. But La'achar, the Gemara, Chulin, Davavah, and Aleph, they might have a din of Goyim Gemurah, says the Rav Bar Tanur. Not everybody agrees. The Goyim would say, what do you mean? It's only Lechumra, not Lekula. But that's the Rav Bar Tanur that we mentioned. It's right here. That's the comment on this Mishnah, says the Gemara. So, Benois Kutim, Anidais Me'arusasam. So, literally, a baby girl, Kuti, has a din of a nida. What does this even mean? Either Kachazion, if it's talking about where she actually saw Dam, so she had Dam from the Makar as a little baby, Afilu Didonami, then even if the not Benois Kutim, even Benois Yisrael, as we'll see later, the Gemara is going to have a drasha, that a girl literally a bas yoy mechad. If she sees dam from the makar, she has a din of a nida. So there's nothing unique about the benayis kudim. Like a chazin. And if she didn't see dam, the do nami loy. Then why should she be a nida? Talking about we didn't see that she had dam, and we don't know that she didn't have dam. Meaning we don't know. The kiv and the kimiyut to the chazin. Being that there are some girls, little babies, that will see dam. Chayshinon. So when it comes to the kutim, we're chayish. Why? So man tana. Who is the tana of the Mishnah? The chayish lamiyut ramei. It's going to ramei. Tani relent to the brayis. The kotel ketana lecholzim lemiyam divrei ramei. Ramei says that a kotel and a ketana do not do chalitza, do not do yibum. So if a yuvama falls to a katan, or if a ketana falls to a yavam, that's a gadol. So there's no yibum and there's no chalitz. Divi Rameir. Amalei the Rameir. The Chacham told Rameir, Yafa Amrit. I understand, you're right. Shein Chaltzin. I agree. Because ish kasa b'parasha umakshin ish al ish. In the parasha of chalitz, it says, v'm layach b'is ha'ish. An ish is always a bar mitzvah boy. So it says clearly that only a gadol could do chalitz. Makshin on ish al ish. So only a gadol could do chalitz. So I agree with you, Yafa Amrit, that there's no chalitz. But umatame mi yabam. Why can't they do yibum? Amalei hentra. Rameir told him, I'm afraid that the katan, when he gets older, will find that he's a saris, which means he can't have children. If he couldn't have children, he was never in a position where he was able to accomplish the tachlis of what yibum is, which is lahakim la'achiv zera. As a result, there's no yibum. If there's no yibum, you can't marry this woman, because every yivama is really an eshasach. It's just that b'makam mitzvah yibum, it's not a problem. Shaloi b'makam mitzvah, tztachan chayvi krisos. Shaloi b'makam mitzvah, so it's going to be a problem. Island is the same issue. Maybe she's going to get older. Shemeti matzei island is v'nim tzupaygim be'erva. Shaloi b'makam mitzvah. So Rameh said the reason I can't do yibum is I'm afraid that this little boy maybe will find that as a saris. This little girl, maybe we're going to find that as an islandess. We don't know now. They're too young to know. But when they get older, we may find out he's not going to bring shtei saris. She won't bring shtei saris. So we may find out later that he's a saris, she's an islandess. So we have to hold off until we know for sure that this is something that's okay. What are the rabbanon hold? Rabbanon zubas ruba diktan. Rav ketana lav sris ninu. Zubas ruba diktan is v'rav ketana is lav islandess ninu. Either way, this is a course, the makar to the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, whether you're chayish lemiuta, you're not chayish lemiuta. Rameir in this brayso was chayish lemiuta, and the rabbanon in this brayso were not chayish lemiuta. So says the Gemara that enochinami, our Mishnah that says bnei skuta nidois marish sasin is not talking about when we saw she was pirish nid, because if she had dam nida, even a Bas Yisrael would be a Nida. And it's also not talking about what we know for sure she wasn't. It's talking about Pestama, where we don't know. You would think, go Bas Arayv, Rayv, Ketanois don't have Dam Nida. The Mishnah is Rameir, like most Stam Mishnah. Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta, and it's for that reason we're concerned. But the Gemara says, Amen, the Shambhu de Rameir. It's true, Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta. But when does Rameir hold you have to be concerned for the Miyut? That's Miyuta de Shchiach. That's a Miyut that actually happens. Abu Miyuta de Loy Shchiach, but something that's so uncommon, so rare, that a little girl in her crib literally would have Dam Nida, Mi Shamale. You have a makar, there are mayor holes, that even something that's not shchiach, even there, he'd be chayish lemiyuta, meaning the case of a katan becoming a saris and a ketana being an islandess, even though it's rare, it's statistically speaking not likely, but it's shchiach. It's something that happens. Since says the Gemara would seem to be loy shchiach. So the Gemara says, no. Ha nami miyuta de shchiachu. This actually is a miyut that is shchiach. The tiny went to the Brayso. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Maisa the Inbul. There was a story in the place called Inbul, Bitpilu Kaidim Le'ima, where a girl went to the mikvah before her mother went to the mikvah. So her mother was the Yeladess, and she was tummy for 14 days. The girl was tummy for 7 days. So she literally had to go to the mikvah for Dam Nida before the mother went to the mikvah. 14 days from when she gave birth, for Adam Yerledes. Vamir Rebbe had the same story. Maisa Bebeis Sha'arim, also a place. Vit Bilu, Kaidim Lima, same story. But Rabbi Yosef, generations later. An Amira, Maisa Bepump Padisa. This already happened in Bavel. Vit Bilu, Kaidim Lima, says the Gemara, parenthetically. Bishlami, the Rabbi Yosef, the Rebbe, Mishum Chumas Eretz Yisrael. Bishlami, I understand Rabbi Yosef and Rebbe. I understand why they made this woman, this girl, go to the mikvah. The reason is because they were afraid of Truma. Truma Eretz Yisrael is very Kaddish, so you can't have a little girl that's a need. The elder Rabbi Yosef, Lama. And Rabbi Yosef was living in Bavel. He was living in Pumpadisa. Over there, there's Truma maybe, but not Midday Raisa, not Truma Eretz Yisrael. So if there's no Truma Eretz Yisrael, why does the girl have to go to the mikvah? What are you worried about? What's she going to do? She's going to be Matama what? Oh, Truma. Truma's Chutz La'aretz is a problem. It says the Gemara, I'll tell you for a fact that it's not. Because V'amash Shmuel said, Ein Truma's Chutz La'aretz Asura. El Mishatuma Yoritz Megufa. Number one, someone that's Tom is not already Truma, but it's only someone that has a tumah that's yoytze migufay as it relates to trumas chutzlaitz. Meaning, as it relates to trumas eretz yisrael, any person that's tumah, doesn't matter how you became tumah, you cannot eat truma. You touch the truma, we're going to burn the truma, right? You're out of business. If the question, however, is with regards to trumas chutzlaitz, which is clearly more kuladik, and Shmuel over there said that even though the chachamim were machmer and said even for trumas chutzlaitz, someone that's tumah should stay away, but it's only if the tumah was a chomer tumah. It was a tumah hayoytze migufa, such as nida, etc. Vahani mili, and then he continued Shmuel and said bachila. That's only as it relates to the isra achila. Avo benegia, but even someone that had a tumah that was yoytze migufa is allowed to touch trumas chutzlaretz. So what are you worried about? The baby can't eat. The assumption is the baby's too young to eat the truma. So the baby's not going to eat the trumas chutzlaretz. The baby will touch it, so even though the baby's tumah yoytze migufa. But at the same time, it's just negia. So what was the problem? So the Gemara says, I understand the Maisa that happened in Ein Bul. I understand the Maisa that happened in Beis Sharim in the times of Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe respect. I get. Because there it was Eretz Yisrael. So we're dealing with Trumas Eretz Yisrael. Trumas Eretz Yisrael, a Tomei can't even touch. But the Maisa of Rabbi Yosef and Pumpadisa, it's not Trumas Chutzlaretz. So if it's Trumas Chutzlaretz, what are we worried about? That the baby will touch it? I thought there is no Issa Negia for someone told me, even if the tumah was yoytze migufay. The reason they wanted it to go to the mikvah because they were afraid they may take oil of truma and they may smear it on the baby. The Tanya we learned to the Brisa. This is an extra pasuk in the context of the halachas that deal with atame and truma. We learn from that extra pasuk. The rabbi says hasoch. The es hashoyis is coming to teach me that if someone smears himself with truma or if someone drinks truma, it's just like you ate it. You need a pasuk to tell me if somebody drinks truma. I mean, not only if you eat truma and your tummy is it a problem, but even if you drink truma. Faith the Gemara. Lamali crush. Dibachal achila. Throughout Shas, wherever it says achila, it's mean achila. Shtiyah is always b'chal achila. So shtiyah is always b'chal achila. Afraid you won't need a pasuk for shtiyah. The Gemara says you're right. Edit it. A simple edit. L'rabbis es hasach kishoisa. That hasach is like kishoisa. The point is sicha is like shtiyah. So anytime there's an iser achila, there's also an iser shtiyah. There's also an iser sicha. A baby can't eat truma maybe when it's that young, or even drink truma. But one thing the baby could do is you could take the truma and smear it on the baby, and they used to do that with oils and things, so that was a real chashash. That's why they toivled this baby, even a chutzlaretz. Because even though it was truma's chutzlaretz, but the baby was tummy tumas nita, tumma yoytze migufa is mochamer. There's at the very least an iser achila, even for truma's chutzlaretz, shtia and sicha, all like achila. That was ish. Bibai said another makar that sicha is like shtia, mehacha. The pasuk says, vatove kamayim bikir. This is the pasuk in Tehillim. The point is the pasuk seems to equate v'tovei kamayim bekirbei, drinking like smearing. V'chashemen be'atzmoisa. That the two are somewhat the same. Either way, you see again that sicha is b'chal shtia, b'chal achia, and that's why it's going to be an issue. So again, the Mishnah said benois kutin nidois me'ari sasman. The question was that Manavshach, if she saw Dam Nida, it's not only Pnei Skutim. If she didn't say Dam Nida, what's the problem? The Teretz were going, but Oifin Stama. We have no idea if she did see Dam Nida or if she didn't see Dam Nida. So what's the halacha? That ordinarily, it wouldn't be a problem. But Pnei Skutim, it is a problem. The reason it's a problem is because maybe she's a Nida. I roif for sure are not Nidois. The Teretz were going to Rameir. That's Chai Shlom Yutu. But the Gemara says, didn't Rameir, who's Chai Shlom Yutu, only say it where it's at least a Miatam? A matzoi? This is not this or a mit that's shchiach. This is why shchiach. Freit the Gemara. The Gemara says no. Hanami miyuta de shchiachu. And the Gemara proved it from the fact that there were three stories. There was a mice with Rabbi Yosi in Ein Bul. There was a mice with Rebbe in Beis Sha'arim with Rabbi Yosi from Pumpadis. It was the same story that happened three times. By the way, well, three different times, right? Rabbi Yosi was older than Rebbe, and then Rabbi Yosef was years later. So you see, in three different places and three different generations, this story seemed to repeat itself, and it's for that reason, says the Gemara, that at least according to Rav Meir, you treat this miut as a miut that's shchiach. So Rav Meir is chayish l'miyuto, all b'nois kutim will be nidois me'aru sasa. Freit the Gemara, the obvious question. If that's the case, ihochi di danami. So why is this halacha only true for b'nois kutim? Why is it only b'nois kutim that are nidois me'aru sasa? Even a bas Yisrael, the b'nois Yaakov, should also be nidois me'aru sasa. To the extent yichayish l'miyuto, it's a miut that's shchiach, Rav Meir. So why is this only true for b'nai skutim? So the Gemara says, no, very simple. Ananda darshinon isha ve'isha. We darshin from the word ve'isha, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, that not only is a woman that's older Tomei Tumas Nida, where she sees Dam Nida. But even a baby girl, literally in her crib, if she sees Dam Nida, she's going to be a Nida. We darshan that Rasha. We accept that Rasha. V'chi chazin, so if we would ever see Dam Nida come from a little baby, Matashilahu, we would be Pirish. It's like Gazabu Rabbana. There was no reason to be guys. What are you worried about? Maybe she's, if there's a Nida, you're going to take care of it. It was only Inu's, the Krutim, the Loi Darshi Isha, the Isha, as we said earlier, that even if you held that Kutim with Geri Emes, there were many, many halachas that they had their own Shulchan Aruch for. Hilchas Nida is clearly one of them. They held that a little baby girl that sees Dam Nida, she's not a Dam Nida. And if that's the case, if their babies are going to have Dam Nida, they're not going to put them in the mikvah. So as a result, now you have to be worried. If you're Chayash Lemiyuta, you have to be concerned. It's Gazbu Rabbanon. It's for that reason the Rabbanon were guys. Just one interesting thing before we go weiter, and that is that we just mentioned now, I mean, it comes up throughout Shas, Rameir is Chayash Lemiyuta. So what's the Makar, the Rameir is Chayash Lemiyuta? Throughout Shas, the Makar, the Rameir is Chayash Lemiyuta is always this price that the Gemara just brought. Katan v'ktana, loy chaltsam v'loy miyavim. The Rabbanon agree you can't do chalitza because ish kasab parashu makshin and ishalish. But could you do yibum? That's a makhalitza. Rameir holds he can't do yibum if with a katan or a ktana. He may be a saris, she may be an ailes. Rabbanon say you go basarai. Rameir says, no, I'm chayash Lemiyuta. Ay, Achri Rabba Mahatis, that's Ruba the Issa come on. By Ruba the Lesser come on, Rameir is always Chayesh Lemiyuta. This is the Gemara always. I saw last night a Rashi in Masechtas Yevamos, Tav Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there quotes Rameir again. Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta. Zok Rashi. Where do you find that Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta? The Perek Hakol Shoichten. Fascinating Rashi. Chulun Davavam and Aleph. Gabi Kutim. She Gazer Al Kol Kutim. Mishum Oysom Shematsu Dmus Yoyne Bahar Grizin Vishtachavullah. That was a real life case where a mayor's bezdin was Chayesh Lemiyuta. Gishmak. Right, what happened? The Hahu Sabbas told the Rav Shimon Ben Elazar, don't buy wine from them. I'm telling you, stay away. Don't buy wine. The Gemara said, why not? Because they found that Dmus Yoyne and Har Grizin, some of the Kutim, number one, only ones that lived on Har Grizin, and even that, you don't know if all of them did, were worshipping, and Rameir said, oh, if there's some that worship Avodah Zarah, now they're all Mumin Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara said, Rameir Letameh, who's Chayesh Lemiyuta. So here Rashi, throughout Shas, Rashi quotes, anytime you have Rameir, the Gemara, it's not even Rashi, the Gemara we just learned. Man Tana the Chayesh Lemiyuta, Rameir, the Tanya, it doesn't say Chulin Davav, it says, this Braisa, Katunuk Tana, Lechotzim Lemiyah, and that's what Rashi brings everywhere. Here you have a Rashi tucked away, Yevamis, Kuf Yotes Amid Aleph, two blocks before the Gemara of Davshal Sfina and Zdavnali. But either way, so that Rameir, who Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta, Zok Rashi, what's the Makar that Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta? It's actually that Gemara that we spoke at in the intro, in Yonah Diyayma, this Sugya, Benoist Kutim, it's this halacha of the Kutim. Either way, so the Gemara says that the halacha is that a girl that sees Dam Nida, even if she's a Tinoikis Bas Yoy Mechad, she's literally Barusa, she's in her crib. She has a din of a nida. And the Gemara says, how do you know that? It's learned out from a pasuk, actually an extra word. What's the word? It could have said Isha, and instead it said V'isha. That's the Makar. Zok the Gemara, my Isha, V'isha, the Tanya, here's the Brisa. It says Isha with regards to nida. Or could have said Isha. Eli, Eli, Isha. It says V'isha, Kisiya, Dam, Zova, Yia, Zova, Bivsara, Shivas, Yaman, Tia, Benidas, V'chalam, Geba, Yidma, Adar. So this is the most basic elementary pasuk that talks about nida, and it starts off with the word V'isha. So we learn from the word V'isha that even a woman that you would have thought maybe shouldn't be a nida, what is that a basi yomech? It says, Alma, you see from here, ki marbi kro basi yomech and marbi. That wherever you're going to darshan v'isha to be marba, a woman that you would have thought maybe is not included in this halacha, so you're going to be marba a basi yomech. Remember, I'll ask you a kasha, isha, in li'elu isha. Now, this is a different pasuk. The pasuk over there is, v'isha, asha yishkav ish oisa shikhva zara, v'rachatu b'mayim v'toma adarav. So it's me'inyin le'inyin, but oisa inyin. Also talking about toma, and the pasuk there discusses the halacha that if a man is moitzi zera, even if it's done b'derech het, nothing to do with isra. Just any time, the isha she yishka v'isha, right? And if there's shichva zera, he becomes tame. The woman is tame as well. And that's that pasuk. The isha asha yishka v'isha oisa shichva zera, v'rach tu b'mayim, tam adarev. The tumas keri doesn't just affect the man, it affects the woman as well. And the pasuk doesn't just say isha, it says the isha. So say chazal, isha in li'eli isha, tinoikis bas gimel shonav yemech labi aminayin. How do you know that if a girl is 3 years old, that she's considered a bas bia? So if she engaged in a bia, the halacha is she would be tamei tumas shichva zera, tamud loy mavi isha. So what's the kasha? By here, the vav is being marba a tinoikis bas yoy mechad. And here, the vav is being marba only a bas gimel shana v'yoy mechad. As relates to nida, bas yoy mechad. literally nidais me'arisasan. As it relates to bia, it's only baskin l'shana bia mechatz. The Gemara says, "Oh my Rav, hilchas eninu v'as mechinu rabbanon akroy." No, this halacha l'moishem isinai taking place over here. And even though the Gemara brings psukim, it's only an asnachta. But the halacha at its core is halacha l'moishem isinai. Now the Gemara understands that what Rav meant to say was not that they're both hilchases. One of them is a real drasha. The other one is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and the drush is only an asmacht. If they're both real drushes, it's a stira. Here you're being married from the Vabasi Yemecha, you're being married from the Vabasi Yemecha. Teretz says they're not both drushes. One is a drusha, one's a hilchasa with an asmachta. The question is, which one's which? Hayikra v'hayilchasa. Either Vabasi Yemecha, hilchasa, Vabasi Yemecha, kra. Is the hilchasa that as it relates to Nida is me'arusasan, but Vabasi Yemecha, that's learned out from the Vav. Faith Gemara, cross stomach sieve. The Pasuk is, says stomach. What do you see in the Pasuk, the Vav Gimel? Right, Rashi says, Elabas Gimel, bas dalid. When you see in the pasuk a 3-year-old more than a 2-year-old or a 4-year-old, so it's hard to think, says the Gemara, that the vav that's marba bas gimel shonam yemech doesn't the drasha. That doesn't need the hilchasa. The Gemara says you're right. It's just the opposite. Elo bas gimel shonam yemech hilchasa. That's the one that's alach. It was alach l'moish misina. A girl becomes a bas bia. Again, something that permeates us when she turns 3 years old. That's alach l'moish misina. Ay, it's a pasuk. This pasuk is only an asmachta ba'alma. It's not a real drasha. As it relates to the one that's the real drasha, that's as regards to the nida. The other vav is marba takenah bas gimel shonam yemech. The drush is any girl, even if she's nidais me'arusasan, even if she's a bas yechad. So at the end of the day, you're telling me bas kibushan me'arusasan is a lochel meshmesh. So what do you need the vav for? So again, we use the vav as an asmachta, but that's not the real purpose of the pasuk. Torah didn't write things for asmachtas, right? Whenever you have an asmachta in Shas, the Torah wrote it for the asmachta. So there's a famous Ma'ariv Malkum on this. Obviously not for this one. What's the Ma'ariv Malkum? The Ritva. The Ritva is in two places, but it's in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Ritva, that's a classic Ma'ariv Malkum. But usually, the thought is that Asmachta is just something the Rabbanan used to make a point. But it's not the purpose of the Pasuk. So if the purpose of the Vav is not to teach me Baskim Moshon of Yamech, because I have no way of knowing it from the Vav, so what is the purpose of the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Lamute Ishmiyoy, a completely different halacha, to teach me that if a man was Moitzi Zera, or something with a red color, the Gemara will explain this a little bit better, he doesn't become tummy. Man becomes tummy when it's loiven, as the Gemara said many times, where it's white. The woman becomes tummy when it's red. So the time we learned to the Braisa, Isha, Eli, Eli, Isha, another Braisa, Bas Yud Yom, Leziv, Aminayin. How do you know that a little girl, if she's 10 days old, and she's a Zava Jadoila, how do you know that she has the halachas of Zava? Now, why does it say Bas Yud? Why not Bas Yom Echad? Because you can't become a Zava until you're at least 10 days old. Because the way it starts is the first 7 days, any dam will be dam nida. It's the next 11-day period during which if she sees dam one time, two times, three times, that determines her halacha. But to be a zava gedayla, she would have to be at least 10 days old. So it says the Gemara, how do you know that a girl that's 10 days old has a din of a zava, tamad loyma, v'isha. It's learned out from, again, v'isha. This is the third v'isha. V'isha ki yazuv zayv dama yamim rabim. That's a passage that talks about tuma zava. What's the kasha? Lama li ligame mi nida. Why do you need a passage to tell me that a bas yud yamim has a is subject to the laws of Ziva? Why not? Once I know from Nida, so why can I learn Ziva from Nida? So the Gemara says, that's no tricha. Because Rav Chaim had it said, Nida have a mina. I would have thought Nida has a chumra over Ziva. Right? Usually think of Ziva as being more chumra. But in a way, Nida is more chumra as well. Because Nida, she sees dam one time, one day, kechardol, she's out for 7 days. But as relates to a zava, she saw one day, one time, she'd be a shemeres yom keneged yom. Sagila, same alloy. So maybe it's more kuladik. So just because a bas yom echad is subject to the laws of nida doesn't necessarily mean that she's subject to the laws of zriva. Says the Gemara, tricha. That's why I needed a pasuk. Fei Gemara, what about fakert? V'lichte rechmada b'zava v'loy b'ayibenid. If you're telling me that zava is the bigger chiddush, it's more kuladik than nida, then let's say it by zava and not by nida. The Gemara says, I know yadano, there ain't zava below nida. And it's even more than that. It's not just that it's more kuladik. You can't be a zava if you're not a nida first, right? So once I have a pasuk that tells me that a baby is subject to the laws of zava, then I know she's subject to the laws of nida. Zava follows nida. Good kasha. So again, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that she's subject to nida? And a pasuk to tell me she's subject to zava. You're right. I wouldn't know zava from nida. But once I know zava, I know nida from zava. How could you become a zava if you weren't first a nida? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ein hachi nami. Good kasha. The elokrol omeli. Why then do I have the pasuk for nida? Lemu'utei ishmei oiden. It's coming to teach me that a man, if he discharges red, he doesn't become tongue. Didn't we use that? We used another one of the vavs for that. So the Gemara says, one is to tell me if he has dam, he doesn't become a nida. And the other one's coming to tell me that he had shichva zera, which was red, Either way, it's two separate drushes, two separate mutants. So the bottom line is that a woman, a girl, a little girl, even a baby, that's the backdrop of the halacha of Bnois Kutin, Nidais, Me'arus Hosan. The backdrop is that even a baby that's Raya Dam Nida becomes a Nida. L'maskana, how do you know that? It's learned out from Ve'isha that it says in the parasha of Zava. So you see that even a girl that's 10 days old can be a Zava. You can't be a Zava unless you could first be a Nida, because Ziva, by definition, follows Nida. So if she could be a Zava, Memela, she could be a Nida. That's how you know it. What about some of the other vavs that were mentioned? So the Gemara addressed that. Says the Gemara, V'chein li'yizcham. The same is true. This same exchange that we just had, that a baby that's Raya Dam becomes a Nida, a baby that's Raya Dam becomes a Zava. The same is true with regards to the Zachar. The Tanya related to the Bryce, Ish Ish Matamalim Ish Ish. It says Ish Ish with regards to the Zav. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yamartam aleihem. Ish Ish ki yi ezav mi psaroi zoivai tamehu. I just have to say Ish Ish. The Rabbi Tinik ben Yom Echad shumatam beziv de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's coming to teach me that a Tinik ben Yom Echad, a boy that had this discharge of Zav, he becomes a Zav. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shal Rabbi Yechim ben Breiko. I'm ain't sorry. I don't need a pasuk for that. Harei Oimer, because it says la zochar v'la nekeva. It says the word la zochar v'la nekeva with regards to tuma Zav. La zochar with regards to Zav and nekeva with regards to Zava. And I learned from the la zochar kol shu zochar ben shugal ben shugaton v'la nekeva kol shi nekeva ben gedayla ben katan imkei matam. So said Rabbi Shmuel, "Benoish shel Rabbi Yechim ben Breika." If I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a tinik ben yamecha that has zav becomes a zav, so what's then the purpose of the pasuk? Says the Gemara, "Dibra Taira kelashem ne yadam." Dibra Taira. Sometimes the Taira does it. Alma says the Gemara, "What do you see from here?" Ki marbi kra ben yamecha marbi. That the bottom line is that we have a pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says ish ish. To be marba, even a child, how young of a child? A tinik ben yamech. I'll ask you a kasha, very similar to what we saw in a manal. Ish ish, ain't li ish ben teshishon of yamech minayin. How do you know that a man that's, or a boy that's 9 years old, that engaged in bia, that his shichva zera is metama? So we learn it from the word v'ish. So there the vav is marba ben teshon of yoimechad. So why is it over here that it's marba fezav ben yoimechad, and there ben tes? Again, the same exchange as an amenal. This is a chazara. I mean, it's not chazara. There we're talking about the nekeva. Here we're talking about the zachar, but it's the same point. You're right. This is halacha l'moishem Sinai, and we're basing the drushes are really asmachta. The Gemara understands they're not both halachas. One is a halacha and one is a pasuk. So, which one? Which one? If you're going to tell me that the hilchasa is the fact that a person comes off if he sees that one, even when he's a ben yamechad, it's the pasuk that's marba ben teshon of yamechad. The pasuk says stoma. What do you see in the pasuk 9 years old? The Gemara says you're right. Ben teshon of yamechad hilchasa. The fact that a boy becomes a barbia when he's 9 years old, is halacha l'moishem Sinai, uben yoimechad, and the fact that he has zav when he's 1 day old, that's learned out from the pasuk. Says the Gemara, if it's a halacha l'moishem Sinai, what do I need the pasuk for? Again, the pasuk's an asmachta, but the purpose of the pasuk is not the asmachta. What is the purpose of the pasuk? Says the Gemara, l'mu'ute isha miloibin. It's coming to tell me that if a woman has a white color discharge, she doesn't become tummy. Good, that's the Gemara. So in other words, you have now a pasuk, v'isha ki yosef zayv dama to be marba, that a woman that's even a basya mechad that has dam nido, or she's 10 days old and she has dam ziv, but she becomes tummy. Ish ish tells me that a boy that is a ben yoy mechad that has dam, he's going to be subject to the laws of zav. As it relates to Tinoikis, Paskimosh on Yemechot, and a Tinik Pentesh on Yemechot, that there be a that's all Allah Lomesh Misinai. There's some other lachas that we learned that a boy that has a red discharge, or a man that has a red discharge, doesn't become tummy. A woman that has a white discharge doesn't become tummy. But for sure, as it relates to the basic halacha that we're discussing, that a ketana bas yamechad and a tinik ben yamechad, they're both learned out from sukkim, different sukkim. Faith the Gemara, lamali the michta b'scharim, v'lamali the michta b'nekevis. One last cheshbon. Why do I need a drasha b'scharim and a drasha b'nekevis? I need the isha b'nekevis, ish ish b'scharim. Why can't I learn one from the other? The Gemara says tzrichi di kasev rachmanu b'scharim, because that it said scharim only mission. I would have thought that by a zachar you find the chumrah. The chumrah is riyos kibiyam. When does a woman become a zava gedayla? 3 riyos and 3 days. A boy becomes a zava 2 times, not 3 times, but also it could be on 1 day. It doesn't have to be on 2 days. So you see that multiple riyos on the same day is considered a riyah for a zachar. It's not considered a riyah for a nekeva. So you can never learn a nekeva from zachar. Because you find that in a nekeva is metama ba'oynes. If the discharge came ba'oynes, there she doesn't become tummy. You would have thought maybe there's not tuma. that tricha, that's why we need a special drasha for Zachar. We need a special drasha for Nekeva. So just to end the daf with one R, we don't have time to really speak out raid, but just to end the daf with one R, and that is, we've been talking a lot about Rameir Shita, Rameir who's Chayesh Lemiyuta. So the Rabbanon hold you go Basarayv, Rameir holds your Chayesh Lemiyuta. Now one thing is clear, that even Rameir that's Chayesh Lemiyuta, it's only by Aruba the lesser Kama. If the Rav is in front of you, you have a bunch of sandwiches in front of you, you're not sure which is kosher, which is not kosher. If the Rav is Isa Kaman, then the halach is even Rameir holds you go Basarayv. It's a passing of the Torah. Achrei Rab and Mahatis. The machloik is between Rameir and the Chachonim, whether you go Basarayv, you don't go Basarayv. That is when the Miyut is Lesa Kaman. So two things. First of all, we spoke about this exactly 2 weeks ago. We went through a lot of raid as it relates to Rameir Shita. And at the time, we spoke at Akasha from the Prima Gadim and the Pnei Yeshua, which we found is really in the Rishonim, in the Mardchai. And that is, if Rameir is not Chayesh Lemiyuta, then Lechur and Svar Rameir should for sure not be Chayesh Lechazaka, based on the principle that Ruba Vichazaka, Ruba Adif. So it's a Kavachayr. Madach Rameir is not Chayesh Lemiyuta, meaning he doesn't go Basarai. He is Chayesh Lemiyuta. Certainly, you shouldn't go Basa Chazaka. Yet, you don't find anywhere in Shas that Rameir doesn't hold you go Basa Chazaka. So the Achroinim asked a Bamba Kasha, how can it be that Rameir holds of Chazaka, he doesn't hold of Raiv? Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So we spoke out some raid and some love. But one of the things we spoke out was a Mardchai, and we didn't mention the Maramakim of exactly where that Mardchai is. And Baruch Hashem, it made a tumult. So a lot of people requested the Maramakim, so I'm just speaking this out again for the Maramakim. And that is, the Mardchai said a Teretz. The Mardchai said that it's true Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta, meaning Rameir doesn't hold that you go Basarayv. But the only time Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta is by Aruba, the lesser Kaman. By Aruba, the Isa Kaman, of course Rameir holds you go Basarayv. Says the Mardchai, and it's a little bit more mefurish in the Hagoyis Mardchai. In Mesechtes Chulin, Ois Tovshin Lamed Zayin. That's what the Mardchai and the Hagoyis Mardchai is. It's the second Hagoyis Mardchai in Tovshin Lamed Zayin. Incidentally, that Mardchai is a great Maramakim. Hafoichba, Hafoichba, the Kulava. A lot of you saw this as it relates to Roiv and Miyat, Ruba the Isa, Ruba the Leisa, and as it relates to as it relates to Ramei Yeshita. But the point is that says the Mardchai, and again, a little more mafurish in the Hagoyis Mardchai, that Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta, but only by Ruba the Leisa, come on. By Ruba the Isa, come on, he's Maida, there you go, Basar Roiv. Every Chazaka is Isa, come on. When you have a chazaka, you're not sure. Something was tahar, and now someone, Safik Tommy, touched it. So you're going to say it as a cheskes tire. That chazaka is not based on these theoretical, hypothetical statistics that are based on surveys that you took. No, lithoneno, come on, this thing has a cheskes tire. Chazaka's always is a come on. Isa Kamar Rameir holds you go Basarayv. So it's true, the Kalvachimer is a richtig a Kalvachimer. A Chazaka the Isa Kamar Rameir holds, a Ruba the Isa Kamar Rameir holds. He has told you go Basar Chazaka if you go, but it's true, it all works. It's Navka by a Ruba the lesser Kamon that Rameir holds you Chayesh Lemiyuta and Erechinami. If it would be a Chazaka the lesser Kamon, you wouldn't go Basar. You wouldn't go Basar Chazaka. But Chazaka is by definition, it's inherently, intrinsically Isa Kamon. It's not a Kasha. You're right, Rameir holds that you don't go Basarayv. That's only Ruba. The lesser Kaman. Chazaka is always going to be Isa Kaman. But that we spoke out already. That the Chiddush was simply where the Maramakim is. Mardchai, Hagoyis Mardchai, Mesech Deschulin, Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. Lemisparenu, that's... Lemispudam, right. 1977. The question is this. The question is something else. The question is just one Ha'ara. One Ha'ara. The Gemara said that initially, the what's the pshat? Benois kutem nidois me'ari sasan. Did she have Damnida? Did she not have Damnida? So Gemara says, we're going to Stama. And being that there are sometimes girls that will see Nida Neyari Sason, and the Kutim were a makbit to toivel those girls, so any B'nai's Kuti, you have to be concerned that maybe, any B'nai's Kuti, you have to be concerned that maybe this girl is a Nida. And it's for that reason. But I, says the Gemara, Roiva, not that way. You're right. Hamani Rameir. Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta. And then the Gemara said, one second. Eva de Shamatle the Rameir, Miyuta the Shchiach. Avu Miyuta the Loy Shchiach, Mi Shamatle, Rameir holds you go Basar. He's Chayesh Lemiyuta. He's not in a spoil from a Ruba the lesser Kama, but that's only if the Mir is Shchiach. This is Shchiach? The Gemara says, yeah, Shchiach. Three stories, Maisa Shoya, Kachoya, where you find that it was Shchiach. So two things. Number one, the Chachamim hold you do go Basarayv. Right? Chachamim hold you go Basarayv. The Rabbanon are not Chayesh Lemiyuta. Rameh is the one that's Chayesh Lemiyuta. The Rabbanon are not Chayesh Lemiyuta. There's a very important Shitas HaToisvist that's mentioned in many places in Shas. I'll read it from Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Amud Beis, but really this Gemara is in many, many places. The Gemara says in Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, what happens if a baby's born? And with before 30 days of its life, meaning it wasn't 30 days old yet, Nebuch, it was Nisraf, it burnt, or Ochle Yari, it was eaten by a lion. And something happened to this baby. So we don't know if this baby was ever going to live out 30 days or not live out 30 days. A child that can't live 30 days physically, in the eyes of Chazal, had a din of a nefel. A nefel has a whole place in Shulchan Aruch. It affects many different halachas. A child that lives 30 days or can live 30 days is obviously not a nefel. This child, we will never know whether it was a nefel or wasn't a nefel. The reason is because it was Nisraf or it was Ochle Ari. So it's not something that we're ever going to know what the story is. So the halacha is, Rav Shimon Gamliel's Memra, in Perek Rav Eliezer de Mila, Shabbos Tav Kuf Lamed Hayamid Beis. Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Kol Shesho Lamed Yoim Ba'odam Einoi Nefel. Says Toysis Medui, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Haloisha, if it wouldn't have lived 30 days, Kigun Shinisraf, Ichachle Ari, Havi Nefel, you'd have to treat it like a Nefel, because you'd be concerned that maybe the child wasn't going to live it out. Fake Toysis, I don't understand. Roiv Noshim, we know, are not Mapilois. I think Moe says, Mechze Schor, Mechze Nekeve, so Miad Mapilois. So Roiv Noshim, of course, are not Mapilois. If Roiv Noshim are not Mapilois, so what are you worried about? Why don't you say Roiv? What happened to Roiv? That's Tosfos Kasha. It's a long Tosfos. I'm literally picking and choosing one excerpt from this Tosfos. And to answer this Tosfos, to answer this Kasha, Tosfos has a very important yesod. And that is that Enochinami, the Chachamim Warren Chayesh Lomiyuto. However, the Miyut of Nefel is different, the Humiyut HaMotzui. Because it's a Miyut HaMotzui, and the reason is, the Nefalim Shchichi. It's Shchiach, unfortunately. Rachman Olzon, it happens. I mean that it happens, even though it's a Miyut, but it's a Miyut that's Shchiach. I mean that it's a Miyut of Shchiach, it's for that reason that's going to be problem. So Tosfos says in Yesoy, that the Rabbanon that are not Chayesh Lomiyut, they always go Basar Roiv, that's only a Miyut that's not Shchiach. But a Miyut like Nefalim, which is Shchiach, over there the Rabbanon are going to say, at first glance, how do you read our Gemara? We just learned the Gemara, but the Gemara mentioned Rameyah Shitus Chayesh Lomiyut. Wait one second. Rameyah is Chayesh Lomiyut, the word Shchiach, same word. That's only where it's Shchiach. But if it's a miyut of the loy shchiach, did Rameya really say his halacha? Meaning it sounds like Rameya only said his halacha with a miyut of shchiach. And what did Gemara say? This is shchiach. Meaning, if Rameya only said his halacha by miyut of shchiach, that means Rabbanan also said their halacha with a miyut of shchiach. He have a toisus he said throughout Shas, that if it's a miyut that's shchiach, it's a miyut that's matzah, it's going to be different. That even the chacham are going to be moida. One of shach. Is the machloik is Rameya and the chacham and dafka where it's a miyut that's shchiach? As he's mashman, nidal, lamed, bezim, and aleph. Or if I care, like Toysa says throughout Shas, the machloik is dafka where it's moy shchiach. Or if it's shchiach, like the miyut of Nefalim, then even the chacham are going to be moida. What do you have to say? The shchiach and the shchiach. Not all shchiachs were created equally. It's different. The shchiach in our Gemara is not matzoi for bnois kutim or for a little baby of tinekes bas yoy mechad to see dam nida while she's still in her crib, even though it was enough shchiach for Abneir, but at the same time it's not enough shchiach for the chachamim to be chayish l'miyuta. But then there's the miyut of nefalim. That's something that happens all the time. The chances of it happening are low, but it happens, and that's already a miyut hamatzoi. That's a different level of shchiach, and that level of shchiach the chacham are going to be moided. That means this dargis, whenever you talk about roiv and miyut, whenever you invoke the machloikis remain and the chacham, you have to be careful because there's dargis. There's something that's very shchiach, where even the chachamim are chayish lamiyuta. There's something that's very not shchiach, where even Rameir is not chayish lamiyuta. And then you have the case, which is shchiach, but not too shchiach. And it's over there where you're going to have the machloikis remain and the chacham. I just want to end with one ha'ara. And that is, when we say that Rameir needs shchiach, if it's not shchiach, Rameir didn't say his halacha. Is this the same as what the Gemara means when it says in Yevamos Kuf Yotesam and Aleph and Avodah Zarah Lamed Dalet Amud Beis that even though Rameir was chayish to miyuta, but he wasn't chayish for miyuta de miyuta? Or is it not the same thing? At first glance, it sounds similar, right? What does it mean, Rameir? He's chayish to miyuta, but not miyuta de miyuta. What's it? What, every yeshiva bacha learns miyuta de miyuta. Literally, every single yeshiva bacha getting that beis amud beis. Where the Gemara talks about hamedigem dinas ayam tzarch shiyam befanei nechta befanei nechta. Rabbi said lefishayim bekin lishma, and then the Gemara comes out. Really, the whole chashash of lefishayim bekin lishma is a chashash rachok because stam safri the dynamic megmiri. Stam soifer knows his halacha. Zok toisves va'afilu Rameir the chayish to miyuta. This is the miyuta, the miyuta. This is the miyuta, the miyuta of Seifer. Everyone knows Salacha. But really, it comes from a Gemara. It comes from an intense Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yotes, not such hard Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph. But either way, it's two places in Shas. Rameir said his halacha by miyut. He was chayish the miyuta, not miyuta de miyuta. Is that the same thing over here? I mean, the Gemara just said that Rameir holds his halacha by miyuta de shchiach. Avu miyuta de loy shchiach, says the Gemara, mishamele. So is a miyuta de loy shchiach the same as a miyuta de miyuta? So I'm going to give you the short answer. No. And now I know that it's a Mefurish HaTosfos. Because Tosfos right here, there's a long, very important Tosfos. Maybe we'll get into this tomorrow. But there's a Mefurish HaTosfos where Tosfos is Mechiach based on a Kasha from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos that this case was actually a Miyuta de Miyuta. And even though it's a miyuta de miyuta, still you have a meir zalacha for whatever reason. Now, one thing is clear. The Gemara called this a miyuta de shchiach. That means miyuta de shchiach l'chud and miyuta de miyuta l'chud. So here's the question. What is a miyuta de shchiach? And what is a miyuta de miyuta? We're going to stop here.